The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Why does Apple Podcasts seem so much slower to get new episodes these days? Well, we start with an exclusive examination of internet traffic and pod news logs reveals that the new iOS 14.5 Apple Podcasts app now works in a very different way than previously, and as a result, may now take hours to deliver new episodes to your listeners, even if they're subscribed. You'll find more information about that in our show notes and our newsletter today. Show notes that you won't be able to read in the new Apple Podcasts app for some reason. Spotify's recently acquired Clubhouse-like service Locker Room is to be called Spotify Green Room, Daniel Ek has announced in the For the Record podcast. He also sees real opportunity in live audio. Headliner has integrated with Megaphone. Megaphone have also added a number of new clients, including Major League Baseball and Girl Boss. Chartable has released the Ultimate Podcast Growth Playbook. In it, it says it's best if people hear your ad 5 times. Nielsen has announced Podcast Ad Effectiveness Plus. It's a brand lift study service for advertisers. Sounds Profitable covered how brand lift studies work in January. The Spotify app has a new library screen with added functionality for podcasts. And Audioboom is still searching for a buyer, with shareholder Nick Candy trying to get Amazon to notice the company. And in podcast news, The Three Clips has been acquired by Castos. It's a podcast like Song Exploder meets Inside the Actor's Studio, but for podcasters. It talks to podcasters about their best work, in case you hadn't already worked that one out. Acast has a royal first, a podcast interview with a Swedish king. He was interviewed by Christopher Triumph in their podcast Varvet. 20,000 Hertz has a special episode about the Shure SM7, the microphone most favoured by podcasters. Evergreen Podcasts has a new show, Blood Time, a show for some of the most incredible stories and conversations about wrestling, business, leadership and perseverance. They've also launched Wild Precious Life, about making the most of the time we have. Distribution rights for the Dan Le Batard show have been bought by DraftKings in a 3-year deal worth at least $50 million. And Reply All has returned, but not quite. It's a mini-episode all about the controversial work environment at Gimlet Media. It returns properly in June. And we were interested at Anchor and Spotify's paid subscriptions, and driven by feedback from you, we've asked them some questions. From that, we've learnt that paid subscriptions won't be available at all outside the US at the start, not for creators, but also, surprisingly, not for subscribers either. Those both will roll out, quote, in the next few months. We also asked whether Anchor and Spotify is likely to share names or email addresses of subscribers, and this is what they said in a statement. Deep breath. In order to make this product truly creator first, it's crucial to our model that we explore ways for participating creators to connect with their subscribers. This is something we're working on. You can imagine it may come in the form of existing future format features, such as polls and Q&As exclusive to subscribers, or with direct communication from creators to their subscriber base. We don't have any specific details at this time, but we'll share more as the program progresses. So now we know. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.